Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Welcome back, everybody. We just finished our Two Comma Club live event, and it's given me the opportunity of really reflecting on some of the amazing things that take place here at ClickFunnels. And I think it's important for everyone who's, a lot of you guys see this from the outside and see all the things that take place, and I don't think you understand all the things behind the scenes, and I thought I'd kind of pull back the curtain and expose some of the things that, from my perspective, I've learned over the years of working with some of the most amazing people that we have in our community, and also really help you understand what it takes when you're striving to have success and realizing a lot of the pitfalls and the things that you don't always see, but helping you really understand what it takes to have the success that so many people are striving for and wanting for. So at our Two Comma Club Live event, we had the opportunity of streaming together 17 different Zoom rooms, pulling this together in literally about 4 weeks. A huge shout out to Miles Clifford, who runs our events team. Also to the guys over at Valiant who helped pull this all together. And obviously to Russell, to really have the vision of being able to see how you could take a live event, make it a virtual event, but then turn a virtual event around to where people actually felt that they were experiencing a true live event. And this is something we've been looking at and we've played around with a couple different times. And I think the part, as I was looking at all this and really just kind of paying attention to it, it brought back the quote that we've used from Steve Jobs about the 1% crazy. And I think it's important to understand from a context standpoint why that matters so much. And I had Jake Leslie, who is an amazing graphics designer and actually runs all of our design, created the shirt. And I had him send me the quote, and it's fascinating for me when you really pay attention to it. So I'll read it to you here, and then I'll kind of expound on some of the things that you'll see really taking place, not only here, but with our team and others. So this is how it reads. Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs and the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them. Because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. And we really looked at this as there's about 1% of people who are really crazy enough to think these kind of things. And it's been fascinating for me to have the opportunity of working as closely as I have with Russell over all these years, because he definitely is the top of that 1% who sees things differently. And I hope that as you're taking a look at your own business, you're taking on that mindset of that 1% crazy. We kind of joked around about the idea as far as you have the 1% crazy and the 99% lazy. And I think it's not to make fun of the 99%, but to understand that 1% are the people who, as a funnel hacker, you're listening to this, you're different. You're trying to find a way of having the success that you want. You're trying to figure this thing out. And for me, I think the part I enjoy the most in the opportunities which I have is to see so many people who literally are changing the world in their own respective industries. And it's unbelievable to me to see the impact that one person can have on an industry. And to really take that opportunity to really change things. And I hope that as you're looking at your business and you're working, trying to figure this thing out, that you don't give up. Because that 1% crazy, those are the people who really make things happen. And as I was thinking about this, I thought of some of the lessons I've been able to learn from people who've been brought into my world. And I'm grateful for them. They are all now just dear friends of mine. And I think it's important for you to understand that how important people are. And the people aspect is really what matters most. When you take a look at spending the time that it takes to really expound and to build on it and to grow your business, what's going to matter most as you look back over time are the people who came in and out of your life and those you had the opportunity of working with. One of those is a dear friend, Mr. Garrett J. White. I've known of him for almost 10 years now. We became friends at Funnel Hacking Live, our very first one, six Funnel Hacking Lives ago now. And my brother had actually worked with him as a coach years earlier when he was in the mortgage industry. And it was fun for me to spend time to see how he has grown and developed and become literally the leader in an industry that so many people have tried to knock off and copy him. And the reason they can't is because Garrett J. White is one of those guys who has the opportunity of being that 1% crazy, to stand on, to go to the top of the mountain and to look out and to say, that's where we're going. And then to be that leader to make those things happen. And one of the things he taught me is it's not your target that's messed up, it's your timeline. And for me, I have seen that happen so many times where I've got this goal and this dream and I want to have it happen, but I want to have it happen yesterday. And it's not that the target's messed up, it's just my timeline was. And once I started to realize, I started setting goals on really 90-day sprints to see what I could accomplish in 90 days and to have a push goal to that, to where it's this is kind of the baseline goal and it's a good, better, best type of deal where I know I can do this and this would be good. But if I can get to this level, this would be better and this goal here would be best. And I started really setting three different tiers to that. A lot of that was because of my conversations with Garrett about understanding that for me, a lot of it was just that my timeline was messed up. It wasn't my target. We truly could grow a $100 million company, but we couldn't do it in a day. We couldn't do it in a month or a year. It would take years to do that, but we've done it. And I think that was one of the main things I had the opportunity of learning from him. And again, Garrett's, again, he's one of those 1% crazy people. I had the opportunity of spending time talking with Tony Robbins, and I've learned so many different things. I literally remember I bought the cassette tapes of him years ago when I was watching him on infomercials. And now to actually have had the opportunity of being around him and to spend time with him and to now actually have the opportunity of being a business partner on some different things has just been mind-blowing to me, to be honest with you, to where I never thought I would have those types of opportunities. I remember going to UPW for the very first time and getting so excited and so motivated and so pumped up and just wanting to just be around someone like that, and ended up signing up for his high-end platinum group. And I'm on stage basically standing next to this giant of a man. And I remember after I got home and talked to my wife, she's like, Dave, I'm sorry, but there's no way in the world we can afford $75,000 right now. And how devastated I felt, but she was right. And it was the right thing to do. But in doing that, I remember just setting that dream, that goal of I'm gonna have the opportunity someday of actually working with him. And to see that come to fruition now has just been an amazing thing. And again, Tony, he's one of those 1% people. And one of the lessons I've learned from him is the importance of being ready for winter. I know this sounds kind of like a weird thing, but business has cycles. And it's important for every single one of you to understand that there is a spring, a summer, a fall, and a winter in every type of a business. And a lot of people right now are experiencing winter, even though it's the blazing summer right now. But in their business, it's winter. And I think it's important for you to understand, I see too many people get over-leveraged. I see, which I've done myself and created, you know, a massive amount of financial distress in my business life and my personal life because of that. And I remember talking to people about, you know, how soon can I quit my job? How soon can I actually do this full time? And I think the key that I learned from Tony on that was you have to be ready for winter. You have to have reserves. You cannot over-leverage yourself. Winter always comes. It always, always comes. You don't know how long summer's going to last. And as soon as you begin to start seeing fall, realize that winter comes very quickly. And I think too often in my past businesses, I felt like I could change things. I could control things. And the reality was I couldn't. And I think it's important for any business owner to understand you have to get ready for winter. You always have to know that winter's going to come. You don't know how long the winter season is going to last. You don't know how long any of the seasons will last. The key is that when you're in spring and summer and fall and you're harvesting and business is going great, you need to make sure you're setting aside funds, you're setting aside time, you're setting aside those things that will prepare you for winter. And again, Tony, he's one of those, he's definitely one of the 1% crazy. He's one of those people who has changed the world. And I'm grateful for the opportunity I've had of associating with him. Another one of my 1% friends is Dean Graziosi. It's been fun for me to, I remember the very first time I met with Dean. It was one of those surreal opportunities where Russell and I had flown down to Phoenix. We were attending Joe Polish's Genius Network. And I had been working a ton with trying to get the guys at Rich Dad, Poor Dad to do some things with ClickFunnels. And we were able to set up a time with them. And I remember we literally went from Rich Dad, Poor Dad to Dean's office. And I remember the Uber ride between the places. And I turned to Russell. It was just the two of us. And I said, Russell, I'm literally pinching myself. I cannot believe we're having these kind of meetings. This is a dream for me. I literally was just living a dream. And now these guys have become dear friends. But one of the things I remember hearing from Dean, and Russell's made mention of this many times, and that's the importance of testing your content and testing your material on a daily basis. The importance of publishing. You'll find that any of the 1% crazy, they're people who publish. They're out there. They're testing their material. They're putting things out into the world. They're realizing that sometimes people aren't going to like it. Sometimes people are going to, there's going to be a backlash. Sometimes you're going to run across your message. It just doesn't resonate with the right people. And so you have to test it. You have to tweak it. You have to make the changes. I think it's important to understand that as you're doing that, that it'll take some time, but the key is to make sure that you continue to publish and you continue to put a message out there. And by testing your material, you're going to find out what resonates, what works, what doesn't work. And you then take those things that do work and that's what you build on. You compound on those kind of things. And again, Dean is definitely another of my 1% crazy friends. And I'm grateful for the lessons I've learned from Dean. Another one is Myron Golden. And Myron he's taught me a ton of different things. Just recently, I was listening to him at our 2 Comic Club Live event. And one of the things he was talking about was the importance of staying in the game long enough to learn the game. And I think too often, again, it goes back to Gary J. White's quote about the idea that, you know, it's your timeline that's messed up. It's not your target that's messed up. It's just your timeline. Myron had similar types of experiences where, again, he was an insurance agent trying to sell, and it literally took him 18 months to get his first sale. But he stayed in the game long enough to learn the game. And the game he was trying to learn was sales and public speaking. And I think too often we get frustrated and we think that it's just not going to work. So I would highly recommend that you understand the importance of just stay in the game long enough to learn the game. Make sure you're spending time working on becoming who you need to become. And again, it goes back to this idea as far as your value in the marketplace and how valuable you are is all a matter of how much time you spent working harder on yourself than you do in your job. And what I mean by that is you've got to make sure that you're going through the growth. There's such, for every business owner, there's an entrepreneurial growth period. And a lot of that is personal development. You'll see so many businesses where personal development becomes a major piece to it. Our One Funnel Away Challenge starts with a lot of personal development types of things because you've got to work harder on yourself than you do in your job, especially when you first get going because your mindset is changing. And if you're going to become one of the 1% crazy, you are always going to be working more on yourself than you do in your job. Again, I'm grateful for my 1% friends. I'm grateful for all the things I've learned and the people I've had exposure to. Again, one of my dearest 1% friends is definitely Russell, and I've learned so much from him. He's more than just a business partner and friend. He's like a brother to me, and I've had the opportunity of seeing his growth, and I've had the opportunity of learning so much from him. And context for me is one of the things I've learned, the importance of really spending time on teaching people and helping others understand that you have to help them know how you either earned it or how you learned it. Russell's one of my 1% friends that I'm so grateful for. And again, I would encourage you as you take a look at becoming a 1% person yourself that you surround yourself with other one percenters. And sometimes the way you surround yourself by them is literally just by buying their content. And that's how it started for me. I bought a ton of people's content. It was the 1% people I wanted to become like. And by doing that, I now have the opportunity of actually associating with them, and they're now dear friends of mine. So I wish you all the best in your pursuit of becoming crazy. Again, I'm going to read the quote here as we wrap things up. And that is, here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs and the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward, and while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius, because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. One of the ways of actually becoming the 1% crazy is to join our One Funnel Away Challenge. If you haven't gone to onefunnelaway.com and signed up for a challenge, I highly recommend that you do. Again, some of the things I mentioned earlier as far as this idea of working on yourself, that first week is all about that. And after that, we go into really helping you understand you literally are just one funnel away and building those things out. It's a 30-day challenge. You can sign up for it at onefunnelaway.com. Have an amazing day, everybody.